Back to the drug war. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. America's theme lately is that whatever we do, it has to be tough. And that goes for the opioid epidemic.
And that toughness includes the death penalty.
Now, many of you may be asking, haven't we tried toughness? Well, yes, starting with Richard Nixon. He called it the war on drugs. He saw drugs coming in from Mexico, so he built a wall and paid Mexico to kill poppies. Drugs started coming in from Colombia instead. President Reagan declared zero tolerance because if you get tough enough, drug use vanishes. Except it didn't. But a lot of drug users did, which helped our prison population become the largest in the world. So there's that. I did try to find evidence that the drug war worked. Even Googling the phrase, the drug war worked. Most positive headline I got was, quote, the war on drugs because prohibition worked so well. What that tells us is Google still can't catch sarcasm. The president did make the point that since you can get the death penalty for shooting someone, why not for dealing drugs, which are deadlier than guns? But if he's talking about executing the drug dealer who sells the drug to someone who shouldn't have it, that would be like executing the gun dealer who sells the gun to someone who shouldn't have it. And my guess is the NRA would not endorse that. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.